This is the Faith and Family column, entitled A Faithful Response to Kids' Anxiety, written by Carrie Van Wakeren. Many of us are familiar with Jesus' words in the Gospel of Matthew, telling us not to worry. He reminds us that God will take care of us, just like God takes care of the birds and the flowers. But for kids who struggle with anxiety, being told not to worry isn't always comforting. It's not that they want to worry. Their worries seem to have a mind all their own. And once they start up, it can be difficult to know how to turn the switch off. In its most basic form, anxiety is fear of the future and all of its unknowns. Given the uncertainties we face due to COVID-19 pandemic, children and adults alike are experiencing abnormal amounts of it. Psychologists note that fear can be helpful because it can protect us from harm, whether that's taking precautions to wear a helmet while riding a bike or maintaining the recommended 6 feet distance from neighbors to avoid contagion. Whether it's fear of the dark, fear of performing in front of others, or fear of the coronavirus, a helpful starting point to managing your child's anxiety is to listen to and honor their concerns when they share them. Your empathy helps kids understand that anxiety isn't a weakness, but a regular emotion that we all experience. Together, you might even brainstorm some ideas of things your children could do when they start to feel anxious, such as snuggling a favorite stuffed animal. You could also discuss what to do if their fears come to fruition and role-play some possible responses. Before bed one night, my daughter told me, "I keep having a bad thought, but I don't want to talk about it." I wonder if this is all a stall tactic, but I found myself saying, "Imagine you're taking that thought and placing it in the hands of Jesus." And I reminded her that God is big enough to handle all of our concerns, big and small. It wasn't long before my daughter fell asleep. As I left her room and I got to thinking about how this is a good reminder for all of us, whether we struggle with anxiety or not, God is big enough to handle it all. Here are some faith practices. Try square breathing. Breathe in for 4 counts, then exhale for 4 counts, and then repeat. Come up with a plan of what to do the next time your child's worry brain starts to take over. Focus on baby steps and determine a few small rewards for progress. And pray together. Remind your child that no matter what, God is with them, and they can cast their cares on God because God cares for them.